welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves eating at Asian buffets, Mr. Richard Avery.
That was good. You got me. Hello. Hi, Mo. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. When was the last time you ate at an Asian buffet?
Oh, God. 1974?
Really?
Somewhere like that. I do love my Asian food.
There was one out in Chatsworth that Andre and I used to go to all the time, and I swear I put on 15 pounds because of that place. It's like $9.95 and eat all you anything. It was amazing.
No, it's good. No, I love my Asian food.
So, you know, I've done a couple DVDs.
We've
talked about it, called Asian Mouth Club.
Right.
Go ahead and buy it at adamandeve.com or their catalog anywhere else. Shameless plug. But have you seen one of my movies?
Me? No, I don't watch that stuff.
Smart move, because I don't want you seeing my dick.
I don't watch porn, you know that.
Smart move. So one of the things that I was doing in the beginning of my scenes is I do these really long interviews.
Oh, cool.
Where we talk about what it's like to be Asian. You know, and you have girls that talk about what it's like to be Asian.
Do you want me to talk about what it's like to be Asian? Because I can tell you, I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want my, you don't want, okay.
No. That's a little racially biased here.
Okay.
And the things are going to get ugly here. I can feel it. Okay. I can feel it. Those Asians, they take no prisoners. So today, I brought in a guest who happens to be Asian.
Yay.
And watch this. This is going to be fun. My guest today is Kalina. Wait. That's all I can pronounce. Kalina, how are you today?
It's Ryu.
Okay. Ryu. Shit. I was going Rue.
It's Korean.
Yeah.
You just embarrassed yourself. You need to apologize.
Richard, now hold on. How did you pronounce it?
I said Ryu.
Like Ryu? Street Fighter.
Damn it. Oh, Street Fighter. You got me. Okay, so sorry. I went through and I purposely did that. I wanted to make sure because, you know, I play, you know, stupid. But I couldn't have pronounced that to save my own life. So you are Asian and we don't usually talk about porn on the show, but today we're going to. A little bit. I'm going to talk about Asians in porn. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm half Korean Welsh. I'm 30 years old. I've been in the business for about 2 years now. I'm with Next Level.
What's Next Level?
That's my talent agency, Jonathan Morgan and Andre Madness.
Never heard of them.
Thank you. They're taking such good care of me.
Aren't they a bunch of dirty old men?
Kind of.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm feeling very privileged to be on their team. I'm excited.
Good. Just so you know, Next Level is not a sponsor of More with Mo.
No, they're not.
So we should give Jonathan and Andre a call right now and just say, hi, we need $50 for just mentioning your name.
Exactly.
So you've been in 2 years.
Yeah.
So what do you primarily get booked for?
Asian scenarios, the massage scene. I think I've done the most massage scenes. I've done a couple schoolgirl scenes. I do a lot of POV, but yeah,
Asian, POV
Asian
BJ.
Massage.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what's up with Asian massage? Why do Asian girls give the best massage?
I don't know. They love it.
That's it?
I have no idea like what it is.
It's a stereotype kind of thing where
the happy ending.
Yeah.
Or like the woman like pleases or they're cheap. I don't know.
pleases or they're cheap.
Or
when I go to New York, there's a place I go get massages at, and it's all Chinese women, and they're amazing.
Did they give you a happy ending?
I never asked, but I think they probably would. For some reason, I get the vibe that they probably would.
You know,
it's amazing though. They're like seriously amazing.
I used to go out to a place in Thousand Oaks. It was 4 doors down from my office that I later found out that, you know, gave happy endings. So I was making decent money and I decided it was before porn. And I said, fuck it. Friday nights, I'm working all the time. And I was like, Friday nights, I'm going to go get a massage. And I forget what the code
and
word was. But once you go.
Code
in,
word?
Yeah, the first time.
What's the code word?
The deluxe package.
Yeah.
The first time that you go in, you have to say a certain thing and then they know what you're talking about. Then after that, you go in and give your name and they know what you're looking for. And it was great. It was like a 45-minute massage that was great and then 15-minute hand job. What I loved about it was the massage is $60. Okay, great. Normal prices. And then the guy who recommended the place to me said, oh, all you have to do is give her an extra $20 as a tip. Then I felt guilty about that. I was like, fuck that. So I ended up paying $120 each time because I'd give her the same amount for the other. And so I felt generous. I felt like I was doing good. you know.
You're so nice.
Yeah. I know. Have you ever given a have you ever given a professional massage?
Professional? No. Like for a scene, yes.
So just a scene.
No. Yeah.
Talking to the microphone.
Oh wow! You just called her out.
No, I just want to make sure she does, so I can hear.
You know, she knows like kung fu or something.
No, no.
All taekwondo. The Asian girls.
Ooh, she's taekwondo. Korean. Yes,
exactly.
You know, my cousin is Korean. She was adopted, and honestly, when I was growing up, I had no idea that she was really different from the rest of us because she had the same like hick accent that we all had, and it wasn't until like later in elementary school I was like, wait a second. There's something different. And I found out later that we had adopted. So I have a Korean cousin.
Very
cool. She's about as Korean as I am, though.
So can I ask a question? So you've been in the business for 2 years.
Yes.
What got you in the business?
It was kind of by accident. I had an opportunity to be an extra. And so I just figured it's some extra money watching a porn set. And then when I got there, then they're like, oh, you're really hot. How about if you take off your clothes? And I was like, oh, okay. And then they're like, how about, you know, they asked if I'd let this really hot girl fuck me with a strap on. And I was like, absolutely, yes. And so that's how it happened.
But on the first day?
Yeah. No, I mean, the second, I had to come back for the second.
Wait,
no,
so what was the movie?
No, it was the first.
Where was this at?
It was in Miami for Bang Bros. I did my first 10 scenes for Bang Bros. So he called me back like once a month, and I didn't think anybody would ever see it. And then all my friends from high school and college, my bosses, I didn't have to tell a single person. Everyone was so supportive of me.
And as always.
And then now,
I'm sure if I was your friend from high school, I'd be, do more, baby, more.
Like, that seems to be the response I've been getting from everyone.
Now, do you think the reason why you got booked for that was because you're Asian?
That particular, no, but. Afterwards, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're hot. I mean, you're hot. You're a hot girl. But that's that's what we're going back to is you have Asian girls in porn that are specifically get booked for because they're Asian.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter anything else.
I have no tattoos. I don't have any
bonus.
No plastic surgery.
Natural hair.
Yes.
See, all natural is the thing in porn right now.
I agree.
Is when you have all these young girls that are coming in, I have tattoos and I have fake hair and I have fake lips, all that kind of stuff, it's getting less and less and less. You have somebody like, say, Remy, who goes through and is natural. I don't remember if she has a tattoo or not, but you look at her, natural hair, natural boobs.
Well, same thing with Nikki, has nothing. Nikki has no ink, no nothing, and I'm told her if she gets one, I'll kill her.
Yeah, it's the worst idea that you can do because I'm tired of seeing where girls have to have the airbrushed off. Like, literally, like, they're trying to do young girl, and it's like, oh, we can't.
Now you went from, you just like jumped in, you didn't like ask any, you're like, hey, this is cool, sex is great, da da da, and were you doing boy girl right away and everything?
My first scene, okay, so that one as an extra, that was for Hayes Hair. Okay. And then my first scene was with Rachel Starr and Mercedes Lynn for Party of Three. And then so Rachel Starr is my mentor, I call her for everything, I feel very lucky to have her. She's been so nice to me. And so good. She's who I thank for.
Okay. She made you what you are today.
Yes, taking me under her wing.
She made you the slut that you are today.
Well, I mean, I was always a slut, but she made me, and she changed my mind about it.
Yeah.
I used to think that porn, I didn't know anything about porn. I didn't watch porn.
Right.
Just, you know, the stigma of it. But it's like the girls that I'm surrounded with, they're all athletes and really ambitious businesswomen.
And they're all crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not like...
Now, how many Asian girls do you think there are in the industry right now?
A lot.
Yeah.
Really?
How many names do you know? Like, that's a different
story. Let's go with...
Like,
hold on.
Asa, like, Kira. I'm aspiring.
Let's go with... Okay, let's not use the term porn star, but current talent performer is... Asa Akira.
Who do I know? Asa Akira, Kehlani Lay, London Keys. Asian girls. There's Angelina Chung, Cindy Starfall, Jaden Lee. Jessica Bangkok.
There's a lot. Also, I was going to say, too, I see a lot on webcams. I see a lot on webcams. A lot of webcams.
But where I'm going with is there's a couple billion Asian people on the planet. Hold on. A couple billion Asian people on the planet. And right now we were able to come up with names of 8.
Well, yeah, that's just because that's what we know and we're limited. But you also got a picture of my favorite Asian porn star in Vegas.
Oh, I don't remember her name, but gigantic.
How do you not remember Hitomi Tanaka?
Because
do you know who she is?
I know who sushi.
Oh, no, Japanese,
I want to marry her.
Japanese porn. First of all, the Japanese, from what I understand, they put out 30,000 movies a year.
I know.
Okay. They're conservative. They're all this bullshit. Those guys like to make some
kinky.
Porn.
They're kinky. They're kinky.
I mean, their country is the size of California, you know, and all of a sudden they make more movies than we do.
So,
and they obviously they don't import our stuff.
No, it's like, not allowed.
Please,
I want to get on their radar.
Yeah, please, Japan, import our stuff.
They
things
won't.
Like that.
It's against the law.
I'm sorry. Do you have that down somewhere? Is it really?
Do you not notice how they pixelate pubic hair and,
yeah.
and everything?
Why can't they pixelate us?
Because companies here are not going to go over their movies and pixelate everything to send there. That's why.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Especially if you're doing interracial stuff where it's the big black guy and so it's like half the screen is pixelated.
Exactly.
Now, do you do interracial?
Not yet.
I disagree. You're Korean and you work with white guys, correct?
Okay.
Isn't that interracial? Technically interracial. Thank you. That's my argument every single time.
It's true.
I love it.
I hate that. I hate that there's a category and there's a label and that I'm like, you're Asian fucked all. But I mean, you have to cater to the niche or whatever. But I hate that there's interracial, that's even a category. I think that's backwards. But
sure.
Now, anyways, sorry.
Do you have
away
any,
from that.
No. Do you have any aspirations in the industry? Do you want to go into more of the acting? Do you want to do... Where are you at and what do you want
to
do?
Actually, I like the gonzo stuff. I'm very comfortable with that. I'm not going to pretend like I have experience modeling or acting because I don't. So every time I learn something, but I don't know. The pretty girls, I get nervous. If there's a script, you know, like sometimes I might get a little bit shy, but like put the pussy in my face, put the dick in my face and like game on. And I forget the camera's there. Sorry. Or the microphone.
It's all about fucking for you.
Yeah.
It's real. All the sweat and all the spit and all the...
So you're in it for...
I'm getting tired just listening to her. Like, I feel like, okay, let's take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. No. She's
worn me out already.
One nice thing about porn is the girls that like to fuck. So so you're in it more for the sex. You enjoy the
absolutely.
Sex.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so,
I'm single and I'm young and I want some quality. Like,
oh.
Did you
fuck girls before?
No. I always knew I was bi-curious, but I didn't have the opportunity. I'd have friends that would want to hook up and I didn't want to ruin the friendship, and then I didn't want, like,
yeah.
I don't know, I like, I have a certain type.
What's your type?
I just like lipstick lesbians. Like, I like pretty girls and manly men, you know. And then I found
What do you consider a manly man in the industry today? Who's the manliest man in porn?
Who do you like to fuck?
Come on,
that's what we're saying. Don't be shy.
But I haven't worked with a lot of people.
Okay, come on, throw it
out. Who do you want? Do you want to fuck James Dean?
You're going to make me...
Ooh, James Dean. Do you think James is a manly man?
She's Danny getting all embarrassed. I love it. Like,
you know,
I need a fan. Call me down.
I had this conversation the other day, actually, with my hairstylist, how she was saying that there's no manly looking men in porn. She goes, it's like the guys are not necessarily attractive. So I went through and I was like, okay, who can I throw out there that I'm going to prove her wrong? I threw out Danny Mountain. I was like, he's British, he's good looking, he's this. And she goes, oh my God, he's hot. And all of a sudden, woo, convert. Now she's all of a sudden going to go find him out there.
I would think
there's a plug, Danny.
I think Manuel Ferreira, wouldn't he be considered a good looking guy?
I think he's a good looking guy. Yeah. I mean, I think James is a good looking guy, but I don't look at him as being the manly man. Yeah. I mean, I look at Manuel as being a dude.
She hasn't answered.
She's so embarrassed. It's so sweet.
So who's the manly man? Who do you want to get fucked by?
We will make this happen.
And don't say Ben English either.
Wow, there went that bus right over.
The look on her face was priceless, though. Come on.
Have you worked with Manuel?
Have you worked with Ben?
Yeah, twice. No.
Dick. You worked with Manuel and that was fun?
Yeah.
Back when I was a fan of porn, when I actually watched porn, he was one of the guys that I liked to have in a scene because it was like his scenes were hard.
Right.
It's like, I want to see a hot girl, a hot dude, fuck. I want to see, I don't want to see myself fuck. I want to see two attractive people fuck. And a dude that can keep up, that can do the whole thing, that's what's fun. When I see a girl who's sitting there going, because it's some dude who can't cut it, I'm like, okay, well, that's not... I want to see a girl halfway to tears because she's so into it and the dude's going at it. It's like, that's what I want to see in porn. I like people that like to fuck.
That's the idea.
Are you in for the money or are you in for the sex?
Sex first, but money, yes. Both.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
It depends on the day and who you're working with, right?
Yes.
Some days it's for the money. You're like, hey, this person sucks, but I'm going to get paid, so I'm okay with it. And some days it's like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck the shit out of this guy. And
it's true. I was thinking about this a couple days ago. I'm like, who do I want to work with and who do I want to fuck for free? Like, yeah. It wouldn't be work.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like,
so.
Exactly.
And so what, you're not throwing out a name.
What? I know.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or like...
are you kidding? There's going to be an ego boost.
We're going to tweet about it tomorrow. No, what about girls? Who do you like to fuck? Who do you want to fuck?
Okay, good, because I haven't worked with a lot of girls yet, but like I want to. I've been lucky enough to work with Rachel Starr, and like I love her to pieces, and so that's who I name. And I've worked with Luna Starr, and I love her too. They're okay. Both good.
Oh, I love Luna. She was a lot of fun.
My
who's like, your hit list?
Crush is Albie Rides. Like she's the like I always drop her name. She's from Miami. She's Albanian. She's from New York. Yeah.
You like the East Coast. Up.
She's beautiful. Oh well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, what
and
about?
Then I'm lucky to be around a lot of beautiful women, and I'm.
No, you like. So you like people. Tatted girls?
Yeah, like opposite. And I like hot girls. I don't like. Yeah, but it's some. I don't have tattoos.
So
are
you?
I like that contrast of like.
I'm a hot girl, and I have tattoos.
Well, no, I mean, you have the tatted girls. I mean, Next Level has Cleo Valentine.
I get to work with her this week.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sorry.
She's a lot of fun. I love her. She's actually
I've
been on the site.
I've met her once. She's really cool.
No, she's an absolute sweetheart. You have Bonnie Rotten, who's you're probably the most tatted.
I haven't met her yet, but like,
she's a sweetheart as well. But I mean, it's interesting to see the all natural want to go for the complete opposite.
Carmen Karma's got a lot of, she's pretty. I've worked with her.
I'm
trying to picture her right now.
I am.
She's got a beautiful.
She's an archangel.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of Archangel. Uh-huh. They're a
brilliant company.
Yes. Good people over there.
Yeah. So what about? I mean, but is there? Do you like? You're saying like you like lipstick lesbians? You like that glamorous, sexy girl?
I love Isabella
DeSantos. She's been on the show.
We like her.
Fiery woman.
Yeah, she's cute.
Isabella DeSantos.
Do you like? Do you like Samantha Bentley?
Of course. Why?
You're supposed to say no, and then I'm going to play this back for her.
Oh, and then wait a second.
Then she's going to come beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
And make you
like it.
Exactly. Trust me. You should see her with a girl. I've filmed her many of times with girls, and she goes to town.
I would love to work with her. Yeah. I did half a scene with her, but didn't get to have sex with her. We did an interview.
She couldn't keep wood.
Process. No, we didn't get to work together. We could only do we did the dialogue together. I delivered that wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
She can do dialogue?
Yeah, I know exactly. Literally, she can do dialogue.
Literally.
That's my girl. We have to make sure everybody understands. I'm making jokes, but Samantha's my girl.
Dem's all jokes, though.
I know.
So I'm going to drag this back. I'm sure it's loads of fun. But coming back into the Asian aspect of this, because that was the original topic. Are there any... Well, first of all, when you go out to a bar, when you go out someplace, do you have guys that are... Somebody used the term, the rude, horrible, horrible term of yellow fever, which... I don't condone. I think it's a horrible term.
Is it a horrible term?
Do you have guys that come up to you specifically because you're Asian, do you think?
Yeah, they're like, I love Asian women, or I love Orientals, or...
Do they really say Orientals?
Oh, yeah, you love rugs?
All the time.
And you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you, idiot?
Sometimes I'll get, is your pussy slanted?
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah.
I used to only date Asian girls in high school. That's all I dated. That's all I hung out with.
I took a year of Japanese in high school.
I think Asian girls are great.
No, I love Asian girls. That's why I do my movies.
Always
so,
have. Always
I
will.
Like the pretty ones.
Have you ever faked it? Have you ever gone through and faked it that you don't speak English?
No.
Oh, what?
Are you serious? You were like...
My friend said it before.
No hablo inglés.
See that? Come on. All girls do this shit. But you have girls from different countries that can pull it off and go, and you just hope that the guy can't speak that language, because otherwise you're fucked.
I think we should say is no hablo inglés.
Japanese girls, I think, pull it off probably the best. So what stereotype out there annoys you the most?
I'm not really fazed by it. I don't like, it's not a stereotype, but I don't like, oh, I want to eat your sushi. Like, that kind of grosses me out.
Yeah.
That's like, to me, I'm like, that seems like it's not that good.
Sure. I mean,
but stereotypes, I like the, your tight pussy. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Black guys got big dicks. Asian girls got tight pussy.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Tight pussy. I love tight pussy.
Question.
You know, I think a good tight pussy is a good thing. As Martha Stewart say, a good thing.
The more you know. Da, da, da.
Exactly.
So there's. Are you cool with doing just the Asian porn aspect? Not just, but you know, where that's what you're stereotyped as. Are you cool with that?
I want to work and I want to make money, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, if to be honest, I want to be your favorite porn star, not your favorite Asian porn star.
Nice.
Ooh, but good. I like that.
Well played. That was good.
You're my favorite porn star in this room today. Oh my God, somebody's telling me I'm number one today.
I'm number one. You're number two. Because you're the shit.
Exactly.
Well, I think this is actually, I think that's, because that was the best response that I've had to a question like that. I love that. So,
well, I think it's true though. I think like all the girls I've known through the years, I think if your target is, I want to be the best Asian porn star, I think that just limits you. And it's like, why limit yourself? And why not say, I want to be the best porn star in the business? As I always, you hear me say this all the time, be the best or don't do it at all. Or, you know what I mean? Like, go big or go home kind of a thing. Yeah. I think it's important to do that.
No, I agree. I agree completely.
And I think I love the fact that you're older and not some 18-year-old who doesn't know how to fuck. No, she's not, you're not okay, that. You look like you're 12.
Well, let's go with the Asian stereotype of Asian women never age. I mean, honestly, you go through and go. I mean, there. I had a woman on set, and I have to use woman because she was closer to my age. She came on. I thought she was 10 years younger. I thought she was like 26. And I had a scene with her, and then I actually looked at her ID, and I was like, because she didn't have age on her agency site, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Seriously? And she goes, well, you look younger than you are. I was like, not like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good
People
one.
People tell me to lie about my age all the time, but I just don't want to lie about anything.
Yeah, okay. But it's also, I agree though, but at some point, especially in the business, they always say lie, but you're like, I can't, because at some point I got to give my ID.
Yeah.
And it's like, how embarrassing that is. I'm 18, and they look and think, no, you're not. Like, it's like,
I just realized she's not the second Asian. She's the third Asian porn star we had on. We had Mika Tan. And what I love about Mika is she has like 3 or 4 birthdays a year, because it's whatever at some point in time in her very long career. It was like, oh, this is her birth date that ended up on like Internet Adult Film Database. And here's her birth date that went out through social media. And I don't even know if anybody knows her actual real birthday, because it's like this, it's my birthday again. Well, you just have to get every few months.
For a wish list.
Just get an ID.
Very good for a wish list.
Do you do any webcamming or things like that?
I do, for naked.com.
Oh, really? Very cool. Okay. I do go on that every once in a while just to see.
You're such a perv on those webcams. Well, it's
one of my favorite girls is on there.
Who's that? Isabella? Okay, I love both of them.
Huh?
Yeah, no. Isabella was like, I've met her. Like, she's one of my favorite, like, girls.
She's hot.
Wait, Isabella De Santos.
And her personality, like, the way she talks to people and carries herself, like, I respect that. Like, some girls come in thinking, like, you know, they're just diva mode, but she's just.
Yeah, there's. We have no divas in my world, in my universe.
Wait, have you met her boyfriend?
No, I haven't.
Ralph Long?
I have not.
You don't want to. He's a pain in the ass.
Okay, well.
He's a friend of mine, but he's a huge pain in the ass.
We love him.
We do. He's been on the show a couple times. The worst performing shows ever. His show went up about as many times as his DVDs sell, which is not many.
That's mean.
Oh, I can't wait till he hears this and then calls me out on this.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I feel bad. So, Kalina, I really appreciate you coming out and doing an episode.
Thank you for having me.
Where can your fans and the Asian lovers out there find you on the interwebs?
You can follow me on Twitter, and that's when I let you know when my updates come out and when I'm webcamming and all of that. That's at Kalina Ryu, KalinaRyu. You can see me on naked.com. You can see my showcase at Evil Angel. That's Asian Fucked Doll. Donnie Darko made that. That won at Expos.
Really?
So, yeah. Nice. So,
Asian, thank you, Asian Fuck?
Asian Fucked Doll.
Hey, it may not be you may not like the stereotype, but you got a whole.
I haven't bought a DVD in 20 years. I might go buy that one.
Yeah. I should have brought one for you.
No. Oh, okay. That would have been nice. Gifts. We don't ever receive gifts.
No, we don't. But we also never give them either.
Valid point. We give the gift of publicity. We let girls talk about whatever they want.
We give hugs.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. My name is
Maurice.
You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos of videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.